We're in Simen Shin Samech, Sif Gimel. The Machaber says, when is all of this true? When they're not more than 10 wide open to each other. Because if they're more than 10, so that's considered to be a hole, and then all the area would be Yasser. Cholzek shekatle ktana nechnasim l'gdola, shekatle ktana muflagim shol shatfach mikodle orach agdola. This is only if the walls of the smaller areas go into the larger areas. Because otherwise, it would be considered to be seeing it from the outside and equal on the inside. And lechi would have the status of a lechi. The Mishnah Berurah says it's nothing to do with lechi. It means that just as when it comes to a lechi, we say that even if it's shavah mibifnim, since it could be seen from the outside, it counts as a lechi. So to here, even though if you're standing on the smaller inside the smaller one, it looks like it's open completely, still person who's standing in the larger one sees, and therefore it's considered to be part of the smaller one.
So
you have a roof, someone's house, and it has a roof, and it's right next to the Rishus Harabim, and the roof is 10 tfachim off the ground, but from the Rishus HaRabim, it's less than 10 tfachim, meaning you have a fence in the Rishus HaRabim, between the Rishus HaRabim and the roof, and between the height difference of the fence and the Rishus and the roof is less than 10 tfachim. Hov Rabim Shtam Shimbo, since a lot of people, the public uses it, Harezek Rishus HaRabim, it's like Rishus HaRabim, V'asr Labal HaGag Lishtamish Bo Mechatzero, and therefore a person in the house is not able to use that Gag from his Chatzer, Achi Yasa L'Sulam Kavu Mechatzero, until he makes a permanent ladder from his Chatzer to the roof. Ezu Sulam Kavu, what's considered a permanent ladder? Kol Shekavu Sham Bein L'Cho Bein L'Shabbos. If it's been set, it's set to remain there for Chol and for Shabbos, meaning you don't take it away, because then it's not considered permanent. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if the roof were in 10 tfachim off the ground from the chatzer, then the ladder wouldn't help either, because then it would have a complete status of Rishus HaRabim, since people use it, or at least be a karmelis. But now, since from the chatzer it's higher than 10 tfachim, so the roof has a status of Rishus HaYachin, and you should be able to use it with that ladder, because you show that you are planning on using it, and it's not specifically meant for the people of the Rishus HaRabim alone. If from the Rishus HaRabim it was higher than 10 tfachim, then you wouldn't need a ladder at all. It doesn't have a complete status of Rishus HaRabim, because that had a complete status of Rishus HaRabim, then a ladder wouldn't help either. It means it's like a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you need a permanent ladder in order to allow you to use it. Using the roof itself is for sure going to be mutter. We're just talking about going from the chatzer to the roof. That's when you're going to have a problem.